Do I need vitamin K1 and vitamin K2? Vitamin K is essential for the process of blood clotting. It takes its name from the first letter of the German word coagulation. Vitamin K acts as a coenzyme for chemical reactions that produce proteins involved in blood coagulation and bone metabolism. Vitamin K at a glance. Vitamin K has two forms, K1 and K2. K1 is abundant in plant foods, especially leafy greens. No need to supplement. K2 is scarce in plant foods. Supplementation may be appropriate on a plant-based diet. Vitamin K is important for the following reasons: essential for blood coagulation and bone metabolism. Allows the body to utilize the calcium needed for bone and tooth formation. Helps prevent the calcification of soft tissue. Low levels are associated with a higher risk of hip fracture or low bone mineral density. Higher intake is associated with a lower risk of bone fractures. Vitamin K also allows the body to utilize the calcium needed for bone and tooth formation and helps prevent calcification of soft tissue. 1. Too many studies have associated low vitamin K status with a higher risk of hip fracture or low bone mineral density. 2-5 and, conversely, higher vitamin K intake is associated with a lower risk of fractures. 6. Are there differences between K1 and K2? Vitamin K exists in two major forms in nature, K1 and K2. Vitamin K1 is easy to obtain when following a nutritarian diet since it is abundant in leafy green vegetables, such as kale, collards, spinach, and mustard greens. Most dietary vitamin K is K1, and up to 25% of vitamin K in a typical diet may come from K2.2. Vitamin K2 is produced primarily by bacteria and is scarce in plant foods. K2 is more difficult to get from a nutritarian diet since it is primarily found in animal products, particularly in dark meat, chicken, pork, and fermented foods like cheese and yogurt. The human body can synthesize some K2 from K1, and intestinal bacteria can produce some K2, but these are small amounts, and it is unclear whether any significant amount is absorbed after production by the microbiome. 7. The evidence is inconclusive on whether there are benefits of vitamin K specific to K1 or K2. There is some evidence that K2 is more bioavailable and has higher functional activity than K1, particularly for functions outside of blood coagulation. The different chemical structures of vitamins K1 and K2 affect their bioavailability and metabolism, with K2 having a longer half-life in the circulation system. A study comparing K1 and K2 in humans found that the two were similarly absorbed, however, K2 had higher bioavailability. Supplementation with K2 resulted in higher and more stable circulating levels of vitamin K compared to K1, and greater carboxylation of osteocalcin. 8-10. Research on K2. Bone health. Conclusions are difficult to draw from trials investigating vitamin K2 supplementation for fracture prevention. There are three reasons for this. First, meta-analyses have combined studies of K1 and K2 supplementation. Second, a few studies from one research group were retracted. And third, most trials haven't documented K2 status or K2 intake at the start. Of the five individual trials analyzed in a recent meta-analysis that investigated -7 Malawian kwacha's supplementation for bone health, 11, 12, 3 reported improvements in bone health indicators such as BMD. Postmenopausal women consume dairy products enriched with calcium plus vitamin D3, and either no vitamin K or supplemental K1 or supplemental K2, for 12 months. All three groups improved total BMD, and the two vitamin K groups also increased lumbar spine BMD. 13. In postmenopausal women taking vitamin K2 or a placebo daily for 3 years, decreases in age-related bone loss were documented at the lumbar spine and femoral neck, but not the total hip. Bone strength also increased. 14. In postmenopausal women, after 1 year of K2 supplementation, BMD and bone thickness remained constant, whereas in the placebo group, BMD and bone thickness decreased, suggesting that supplementation helped prevent age-related bone loss. Point 15. Coronary calcification. A vitamin K-dependent protein inhibits the calcification of soft tissues, including the arterial walls. Point 16. Coronary artery calcification is a predictor of cardiovascular events like heart attack and stroke. Point 17. Several observational studies have found a reduced risk of coronary heart disease or coronary calcification associated with higher intake of vitamin K2, specifically. Point 18-23. Notably, in some of these studies, there was an association between higher K2 intake and lower risk of arterial calcification or coronary heart disease, but not for K1.20-22. It is unclear why these different results have been found for K1 and K2. It could be due to differences in bioavailability or biological activity between the vitamin K forms. 2.24. Similar to bone health, trials on K2 supplementation measuring arterial calcification are difficult to interpret because most did not assess K2 status or intake prior to supplementation. So far, K2 supplementation trials have not reported reductions in calcification. Point 25. The existing trials on K2 supplementation have been conducted on the general public, who are most likely already getting some K2 from animal products. Should vegans supplement with K2? I recommend supplementing with a conservative amount of K2 because this vitamin is not present in most plant foods, and K2 may provide some benefits that K1 does not. Whether K2 supplementation of a plant-based diet helps prevent fractures or arterial calcification has not been directly studied yet. Although there is no evidence of toxicity associated with vitamin K1 or K2 supplementation, 26, and many trials have used higher doses of K2. I recommend caution with the dose of K2 supplements since vitamin K is a fat-soluble vitamin. My multivitamin and mineral supplements include approximately one-third of the recommended daily intake for vitamin K as K2. Originally published on drfurman.com. References. Kid PM. Vitamins D and K as pleiotropic nutrients. Clinical importance to the skeletal and cardiovascular systems and preliminary evidence for synergy. Altern Med Rev 2010, 15:199-222. Bulins J.W., Booth S.L., Van den Heuvel E.G., et al. The Role of Minoquinones in Human Health. B.R.J. Nitsch 2013, 110:1357-1368. Apelset E.M., Jesdal C.G., I.G.E., Tel G.S. Intake of Vitamin K1 and K2 and Risk of Hip Fractures, The Hordaland Health Study. Bone 2011, 49:990-995. Sugawa N., Shiraki M., Suera Y., et al. Low plasma phylloquinone concentration is associated with high incidence of vertebral fracture in Japanese women. J. Bone Minor Metab 2008, 26:79-85. Feskinick D., Weber P., Willett W.C., et al. Vitamin K intake and hip fractures in women, a prospective study. AMJ Clin Nutra 1999, 69:74-79. Pao G., Zhang B., Gu M., et al. Vitamin K intake and the risk of fractures, a meta-analysis. Medicine 2017, 96, E6725. Oregon State University. Linus Pauling Institute. Micronutrient Information Center, Vitamin K. Schurgers LJ, Tunison KJ, Hamiliak K, et al. Vitamin K containing dietary supplements, comparison of synthetic vitamin K1 and natto-derived menaquinone 7. Blood 2007, 109. 3279-3283. Akbulut AC, Pavlik A, Petsifonsical P, et al. Vitamin K2 needs an RDI separate from vitamin K1. Nutrients 2020, 12. Halder M, Petsifonsical P, Akbulut AC, et al. Vitamin K. Double Bonds Beyond Coagulation Insights into Differences Between Vitamin K1 and K2 in Health and Disease. In J. Mol Sci 2019-20. Mod 8, Bradley T., Wright K., et al. Correction to effect of vitamin K on bone mineral density and fractures in adults, an updated systematic review and meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials. Osteoporosis in 2020, 31:2269-2270. Mod 8, Bradley T., Wright K., et al. Effect of vitamin K on bone mineral density and fractures in adults, an updated systematic review and meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials. Osteoporosis in 2019, 30:1543-1559. Konolakis S., Moscone's G., Tenta R. et al. Changes in parameters of bone metabolism in postmenopausal women following a 12-month intervention period using dairy products enriched with calcium, vitamin D, and phylloquinone or menaquinone 7. The Postmenopausal Health Study 2. Calcif Tissue in 2012, 90:251-262. Napin M.H., Drummen N.E., Smith E. et al. 3-year low-dose menaquinone 7 supplementation helps decrease bone loss in healthy postmenopausal women. Osteoporosis in 2013, 24:2499-2507. Ron S.H., Harsloff T., Pedersen S.B., Langdahl B.L., vitamin K2 prevents age-related deterioration of trabecular bone microarchitecture at the tibia in postmenopausal women. Ur J. Endocrinol 2016, 175:541-549. 1 L. Chen J., Duan L., Lee S., vitamin K-dependent proteins involved in bone and cardiovascular health. Mol Med Rep 2018, 18:3-15. Greenland P., Bonau R.O., Brundage B.H., et al. ACCF/AHA 2007 Clinical Expert Consensus Document on Coronary Artery Calcium Scoring by Computed Tomography in Global Cardiovascular Risk Assessment and in Evaluation of Patients with Chest Pain. A report of the American College of Cardiology Foundation Clinical Expert Consensus Task Force developed in collaboration with the Society of Atherosclerosis Imaging and Prevention and the Society of Cardiovascular Computed Tomography. J.A.M. Call Cardial 2007, 49:378-402. Hogsgaard T.R., Egelin G.M., Nygaard O.K., et al. Association of Dietary Vitamin K and Risk of Coronary Heart Disease in Middle-Age Adults, the Hordaland Health Study Cohort. BMJ Open 2020, 10, E035953. Bellinga J.W., Dalgard F., Murray K., et al. Vitamin K intake and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease in the Danish Diet Cancer and Health Study. JAM Heart Association 2021, E020551. Jellens AJM, Vermeer C., Grabi DE, et al. Dietary intake of menaquinone is associated with a reduced risk of coronary heart disease, the Rotterdam Study. Journal of Nutrition 2004, 134. 3131-05. Bulins J.W., Botts M.L., Atsma F., et al. High dietary menaquinone intake is associated with reduced coronary calcification. Atherosclerosis 2009, 203:489-493. Gast G.C., Darus N.M., Sluages I. et al. A high menaquinone intake reduces the incidence of coronary heart disease. Nutrition, Metabolism, and Cardiovascular Diseases, NMCD 2009, 19:504-510. Moss A.H., Van der Schouw Whitey, Bajerink D., et al. Vitamin K intake and calcifications in breast arteries. Maturitas 2007, 56:273-279. Grober U., Reichrath J., Hollick M.F., Kisters K., Vitamin K., An Old Vitamin in a New Perspective. Dermatoendocrinol 2014, 6E968490. Blaschert C., Goss C.J., Pilkey N.G., et al. Vitamin K supplementation for the prevention of cardiovascular disease, where is the evidence? A systematic review of controlled trials. Nutrients 2020, 12. Institute of Medicine, Dietary Reference Intakes, The Essential Guide to Nutrient Requirements. 2006.